הבבא קמא ירושלמי, קורספונדינג טו בבא קמא בבלי, דף כ"ז, בגין ירושלמי על דף י"א עמוד בייס, the beginning of the new perk, the third perk, perk המניח. המניח הזה עקד בראש יוסף רבים, ובאח ונס כלבו, ושבר פוטר. Reuven left his jug in of Shisa Rabim and Shimon came and tripped on it, and it broke. Shimon is exempt from paying for it. If Shimon was hurt by it, then Reuven, the owner of the Chavis, has to pay the damage. The Gemara says, Ve'ein derech adam l'anicha in of Shisa Rabim. Do people not normally leave Kenim in of Shisa Rabim? Why is Shimon exempt from paying for it, and why is he paid? Why is he paid if he's hurt? He should have avoided it. Rav Amar B'Maleh es Kol Rosh HaSarabim. Rav answers that the case is that Reuven filled the entire width of Rosh HaSarabim with the jugs. Avnim Einu B'Maleh es Kol Rosh HaSarabim. She said, Derech Adam Liyos Manichem Rosh HaSarabim. If he did not fill the entire Rosh HaSarabim, Shimon would be liable for people normally leave Kalim Rosh HaSarabim. Shmuel Amar Oy B'Maleh es Kol Rosh HaSarabim Oy Ad Shetehei Nesuna Al Keren Zoris. Shmuel answered that either he filled the entire Rosh HaSarabim, or the jug was in a corner, out of sight. Amar Blaze, v'afilu einu m'mali et kol Rosh HaSarabim, im yotilena, mikan, v'yidnena kan, hoi zebor. Amar Blaze answered that even if he did not fill the entire Rosh HaSarabim, Shimon is exempt because he need not walk around it. Don't say that he must move it, because if he will take it from here and put it elsewhere, is the one that made the bor, the obstacle, and he will be liable for it. Even if it's not in the corner, people don't normally leave Kalim in Rosh HaSarabim, and therefore Shimon is exempt. The Gemara asked, well, if the Kli fills the entire width of Rosh HaSarabim, he can't move it, because if he'll take it from here and put it here, he's made a bor. Rather, he could take and stick a stick and break it, or should he pass over it, and it breaks. Shmini min ador, shor sha'ol al chaviroi, v'bar shor lishmuit et shaloi, oi hu shoshim zet tathmoi, v'nofal umeif potter, im dichirv, v'nofal umeif chayev. My answer is that we learn from the following b'risa. If Levi's ox came upon Yehuda's ox to attack it and kill it, and Yehuda removed his ox from underneath, or the ox removed itself and Levi's ox fell and died, Yehuda is exempt. If Yehuda pushed it and fell and died, then he's liable. Levi can't tell him, had you left it, not removed your ox, even if mine killed it, I would have paid you your damage. This shows that one may take the law into his own hands, even if not needed to avoid a loss. Oidu do yachal meimalei, Ileshavkasa Havisa Yaavli Chetzinezek. The Gemara says, no, Yehuda can tell him, had I left it, you would have given to me only half damage. The Gemara asks, well, think about it, and you'll find that if Levi's ox was mu'ad, he can't say so, because it pays full damage. The Gemara answers that Yehuda can say, I need not listen to you and let your ox kill mine, and I'll need to go with you to Beis Din until I force you to pay me. However, when there's no toil, one may not take the law into his own hands.